I'm KG Chris Gardner of the Houston Round Ball Review, and joining me is Mr. Rob Gray, the CEO of Forever Cougs. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm doing great. Let's get into it. The first year of Forever Cougs in TBT. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on how it went? And let's go from there.
I mean, I have a lot of thoughts. To keep it simple, I'd say, you know, super proud, super thankful. You know, what a run that we were able to achieve in our first year, coming up a little short. You know, $1 million sounds nice. More than anything, I wanted the trophy. But, you know, it would have been nice for all of our guys to be able to come up like that all at once. Pretty significant event to win the TBT championship. I'm not going to take away from our accomplishment. Pretty significant to make it to the championship in your first year. But, you know, no more victories, and we're eyeing the title.
Now, how many years have you been in TBT?
I participated in three times before.
So three times, count this one, or three times plus this one?
Three times plus this one.
What do you like about it?
I like the Elam ending. I like the way that the tournament is obviously money based. It's a big incentive that makes people have a sense of urgency, fuels competition. I like that it's a lot of guys who typically play abroad and don't get to play in America and on TV. It's a new experience and a new outlet, you could say, for them to play in the summer and play some high-level basketball on TV in front of their family. So those are some things that I really appreciate about TBT. I mean, my favorite probably has to be Elam ending, although it can be not so fun to be on the losing side of it. It's still an exciting ending to basketball games, and it's a flair that I enjoy to the game.
I mean, it makes sure that every game ends on a bucket.
Right, right. Whoever came up with that idea, they were onto something. You know, I like it. And you can see kind of how it's being implemented in the other leagues and around the world, people trying it out. So it's definitely exciting. I probably say that in real games that I would more so want to play the clock instead of the Elam ending. But for TBT and for some other basketball leagues and that are trying to engage fans and, you know, just bring a new product that's exciting to the market, it's a good idea for sure.
Now, I joked when I introed you, calling you the CEO, but you really were CEO of Forever Cougs because you were the main person to help get all this started and bring guys in. So just describe and discuss more of that, how you put everything together.
Well, the guys at TBT, they've been adamant about having a Houston alumni team. They've been trying to, you know, put it in my ear and get me to get it moving on the ground, get everybody else involved, get all the player and personnel that are, you know, in our circle at the U of H basketball family involved. And, I mean, it started like that. We got a maybe 2 years ago, you know, they were asking if we had any interest, which, you know, we did, but it's one thing to have interest and it's another thing to act on it. So last year I played with Marshall Hurd, that team. You know, they were still telling me, you know, let's get this U of H thing rolling. Finally got some interest and some momentum with some of my friends and former teammates. And, you know, it's just a matter of finding guys who are available, who are free, you know, who are healthy and who want to dedicate their time during the summer to playing, you know, high level basketball to try to do something bigger than ourselves. So I'm glad that we were able to get involved and get everybody on the same page this year. As you can see, we weren't a completely 100% U of H alumni team. We had a couple fill-in guys. Shout out to them. We really appreciate them. And but looking forward to next season, where I think that we'll have all U of H guys, and we'll have more than enough bodies, and we'll be ready to compete at a high level again with the not so fond memory of losing this year in the championship fresh on our brain. So I'm looking forward to it, to say the least.
Let's get into it. What are your plans for the second year of Forever Cougs TBT?
Come out, compete, be organized, be on the same page, be motivated, understand, you can't lose, and go in there and give it all we got. Again, we're going to work on, constructing the roster with all U of H guys. And, obviously everyone who wasn't a part of it this year was inspired and geeked to see us have some success and make it to the championship and be that close to winning. There's a few guys that come to mind that could have helped us, no question. And they know they could have helped us, and I'm sure they'll be more than excited to throw the Forever Cougs jersey on next summer and join the forces, join the force with us.
How soon will you go about, trying to put together a roster for next year?
It starts now. So, it's just small talk now, just, seeing where people may stand, seeing if they have, high interest levels. A couple people, obviously reached out to me and was like, I wish we would have won, and they were watching and we were so close. But it'll be exciting. I think there'll be some early commitments, and there'll be some people that again will definitely be able to help us. We should have some special reinforcements, to say the least.
Is it safe to say you are committed to next year for Forever Cougs?
Oh, no question. Yeah, without a doubt, for sure. I can't wait to play. Hopefully I'm healthy mentally, physically, and, I'm going to be there without a doubt.
What are your thoughts on hooping in for Tita Center?
Super thankful again. There's a lot of thoughts, I guess, that could flow from thinking about that topic, but more than anything, just – thankful, big on a gratitude. We played at Texas Southern my senior season, and I never got to step foot in Fertitta Center to play a game. So to be able to play four games and win all four, it was pretty cool, pretty special, and I'm super thankful for the opportunity. It's a nice gym, it's a nice venue, and hopefully, we can play some more games in TBT in the Fertitta Center.
What would you like to see done differently or help to get more people involved and come out and see you guys play next year?
I think I don't know if there's too much that we could have done differently. We could try to come up with some type of marketing strategies to engage fans and the people in the city. But more than any marketing strategy, I believe our actions this year will be, the best thing that we could possibly do to get people excited and involved to come watch us. Because, it's one thing to have a packed house and lose. But, we're showing that we're competitive and that we want to have deep tournament runs year in and year out in TBT, as it's allowed, as far as us having an alumni team that's got a lot of guys who are committed and who are willing to spend and dedicate their time and energy towards TBT during the summer. So as long as that's in the mix, I think that we'll be, looking forward to competing in the summer without a doubt. And again, hopefully we can get some more games in the Fertitta Center because, I don't mind playing in there at all.
Is it possible to get, companies involved to sponsor or become more involved with Forever Cougs?
Yeah, no question. It's not only player involvement, definitely sponsorships, companies. Obviously, we have a logo on our jersey and there's room for sponsorships and deals with that benefit, both the team and the company involved. So that's something that we'll definitely be handling, as time goes on. And I'm sure, again, we were just playing on, national TV, So it's not like it's just something where, we're just asking or we're just needing, it's a mutually benefiting type of sponsorship or deal that I think a lot more people will reach out and want to be a part of, because I mean it's a win-win. You're in a TBT, it's an exciting event, you're hands on, your front row, then again for business purposes, sponsorships and exposure. It's, again, we're on FS1 plan. Everyone's watching. Everyone's tuned in. There's no other basketball going on in the summer right now. So I think it's, a positive a positive outlet for many people, for in the U of H basketball community, to come watch, to come be a part of, to play, you know, to sponsor us, or to be, you know, in the mix with us. It has a lot of potential.
I saw on I guess Instagram, TBT posted a way too early look at next year, and Forever Cougs is ranked number 3. Are you good with that?
The rankings don't matter. You know, I don't know where we were ranked going into this TBT in the power rankings. But what matters is winning games and finishing strong. So you know, the rankings are cool, but we're not after a ranking. The only ranking we're after is that final 2025 ranking, where they give someone a trophy and a Zell. So the rankings are cool. We're glad to be in the mix. We want to be competitive, but you know, more than anything, we want to win.
Where are you going to play this this coming season?
I'll be playing in Italy this season.
So when do you head over?
Tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
So you squeezed me in for this. I appreciate that then, man. Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, Rob, just say, if you don't mind, a little bit more to the fans, you know, so don't forget about Forever Cougs and get them to come out next year and support you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's as simple as that. You know, we're going to have a lot of familiar names, familiar faces in the Fertitta Center. As you can see, this 2024 TBT is an exciting event. We're here to compete, and, you know, we're here to hold up our end of the bargain, which is, you know, surviving and advancing. To all those who came out, you know, much, much appreciated. And, you know, hopefully we can run it back next year in the Fertitta Center. And I'm looking forward to seeing a lot more Cougs in the building, because it's worth it. You know, you'll be entertained for sure. And we need your energy and support, to say the least.
Rob, great. Thank you very much, man. And keep me in the loop, man. If I can do anything to help promote it, I'll do my part, okay?
Yes, sir. I appreciate you a lot, and I thank you a lot.
All right, man. You take care.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You too.